I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. fails to get the U.N. to approve its Ukraine resolution, but a different one passes calling for Russia to pull out.
It was opposed by the U.S., which had its own resolution calling for a swift end to the war, but never mentioning Russia's invasion. That resolution failed. Here's U.S. Deputy Ambassador Dorothy Shea before the General Assembly vote.
Neither these amendments nor the resolution offered by Ukraine will stop the killing.
Ukraine's Deputy Foreign Minister Mariana Betsa also spoke to the GA.
This is a moment of truth, a historic moment.
And she says her country is exercising its right to self-defense. I'm Julie Walker.
The former Secret Service agent who leaped onto President John F. Kennedy's limousine after Kennedy was shot in Dallas, Texas on November 22, 1963, has died. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer has the story of Agent Clint Hill.
Although few may recognize his name, the footage of Secret Service agent Clint Hill, captured on a chilling home movie of the assassination of President John F. Kennedy in Dallas on November 22, 1963, provided some of the most vivid images of Kennedy's assassination. Hill told the Warren Commission that he reacted after hearing a shot and seeing Kennedy slumped in his seat. Hill received Secret Service awards and was promoted for his actions that day, but for decades blamed himself for Kennedy's death, saying he didn't react quickly enough and would gladly have given his life to save the president. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 33 points, the NASDAQ dropped 237, the S&P 500 lower by 29. This is SRN News. Tragedy in the Democratic Republic of Congo, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Authorities say 70 Christians were murdered this month at a church in North Kivu province after being kidnapped by a Muslim terrorist group. International Christian Concern President Jeff King tells the Christian Post, quote, "This is a religious genocide carried out by radical Islamic terrorists. Muslim terrorism has been spreading all across sub-Saharan Africa over the past 20 years, to the point where terror cells are operating in nearly every country." Michael Harrington, News.
A lawsuit challenging Georgia's near ban on abortion is headed back to a trial court to decide if the people who want to overturn the law have legal standing to sue. The Georgia Supreme Court voted 6-1 to require the trial court judge to re-examine standing issues. The court cited its own January decision in an unrelated case that changed state law on who may sue. This is SRN News. The U.S. issues a new round of economic sanctions directed at Iran's oil assets.
Those sanctions on dozens of people and oil tankers across China, the United Arab Emirates, India, and other jurisdictions for allegedly helping to finance Iran and its support for terrorist groups that launch attacks against the U.S. and its allies. This is the second round of sanctions imposed on Iranian oil sales since President Trump issued the National Security Presidential Memorandum 2, which calls for the U.S. to drive Iran's export of oil to zero.
Correspondent John Scott says that memorandum also says Iran can never be allowed to acquire or develop nuclear weapons. Scientists from the University of Athens monitoring an earthquake swarm near the island of Santorini say the phenomenon is in gradual decline. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.